Business on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. We got a jam-packed program this morning. First off, though, we'll start off with Jeff Wolf, Conference and Non-Credit Director at K-State Global Campus, and Russell Disberger, the Executive Coach for the K-State Global Campus Executive Education Program, also the CEO of Aspen Business Group and Management and Developing, a consulting firm. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good to be here.
Good morning.
Good to have you. Well, the K-State Global Campus is always doing a lot of fun, interesting things, and it looks like continuing something that has happened before for K-State, the Executive Education Program. Whoever wants to start first, share a little bit about that.
Sure, I'll be happy to. It's the Executive Education is a new program that started back in October, but it's been the brainchild of Russ and myself for the past couple of years now, where we've been discussing it, realizing the need is out there, and it's based on a lot of information where companies need professional development, leadership training, and we feel that the university is primed to be able to offer that. So it's something that we've spent a lot of time, a lot of effort putting together, and had our first successful entry into it back in October with our first group called the Executive Coach.
And good segue there, Executive Coach. I got the Executive Coach across from me now, Russell Disberger. And I guess talk about your involvement and how this kind of came to fruition. Was it did K-State come to you first? You go to K-State first? How did that work out?
It came together at Denny's.
At Denny's. That's a good place for that to happen.
It's a good plug for Denny's.
No, Jeff had been asking some colleagues of his around town and other businesses where they were getting their training and development. And a lot of them pointed to my business, Aspen Business Group, and the partnership that I had with my clients. Jeff wanted to build upon and leverage the expertise of the college and the talent that the professors have, and if we could join forces, it was a good strategy or a good fit for both of us. If we could join forces, he had a vision that we could start executive education for Kansas State University.
And when you're saying the executive coach, what exactly does that mean?
Well, the executive coach, we do kind of masterminds or roundtables. A lot of executives, I mean, I can pick up a great book and read it and get the information. The question is the how. How do I apply this to my business, to my situation? So we get a round table of peers of like CEOs or middle managers or frontline managers, and we get them to share best secrets or best practices on how they apply it. And we work together as a team to solve each other's problems.
And what are some... I guess you can't tell us all our secrets. I know there are fees to this, not exactly giving all this stuff away for free, but maybe a couple tidbits maybe you can give us on some of those secrets to success, if you will.
Well, the program that we just had last week was on strategic thinking and systems thinking. And so that sounds like, well, you know, A plus B plus C gives an output. Well, it's a lot more difficult than that because you have to think of ripples and you have to look at different people's mindsets, and it just compounds the complexity. Well, a lot of us are in a firefighting mode. We don't have time to sit and think beyond tomorrow or 2 weeks. And so what we have to try to do is teach individuals or give them tools in which to be able to apply it so that they can successfully, with a path, grow their organization and their company, but they still have to be able to pivot to, in a sense, capitalize on the opportunities that come upon them.
Brady Bowman here with Jeff Wolf with K-State Global Campus and Russell Disberger, Executive Coach for the K-State Global Campus. It's Executive Education Program. And Jeff, 2-3 years, I think you said this was in the process so far?
It's been in the works for a couple of years, and a lot of work behind it, a lot of research, meeting with a lot of faculty, a lot of businesses. You know, we really want to fill the need of what the community wants, what's going to help them to take their business to the next level. You know, tying in with something that Russ had said, it's very interesting. We've all attended conferences or seminars, and we get hit with that fire hose, and we we can't absorb all of that. We can't learn it all in one shot, but we're there for 2 days, 3 days, whatever it may be, and we come back and we get back into the same mode of our job. And as I've learned, you know, you have that whirlwind of the day-to-day job that takes you away from the focus of what you've learned at that conference. The purpose behind what we're doing with executive education is that space-time repetition, where they're going to meet on a regular basis. The executive coach meets every 90 days. They have homework in between. They have coaches to communicate with, and they're held accountable. So they have goals that are setting that will help them to perform. Otherwise, when you go to a conference and you don't have somebody helping you and supporting you, the same situation happens where you don't get to use what you've learned.
You're giving out homework.
We are. Oh, and it's interesting to see everybody look and say, I have homework to do.
Oh, boy. Some of the words that usually you don't want to hear, but I'm sure, you know, it's helpful. What's some of the discoveries you've made so far in this process with this program?
I think one of the discoveries was, as the people came together, they're in different industries, but they have a lot of the same challenges. It's just in a different field. So it's a question of staffing. It's a question of motivation. It's a question of engagement. It's a question of goals. It's a question of, how do I get to a high-performance organization? How do I work with my data? How do I really get this company to the next level? Nobody wants to get smaller. They want to grow, and growing means additional work. So we found that among them all, a lot of them have that same similar goal of course, wanting to be successful, but they need a little bit of extra help.
And Russell, go right ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and one of the things that I found was interesting is the reach of Kansas State University, and we have people from multiple states all around the United States calling in and inquiring about participating. So if executives, or when we had launched the middle management company or training program later this year, we will be pulling people in from multiple states, and there'll be a huge cross-section in which people can share their insights.
Jeff, you talked a lot about data and those sort of things, and I'm sure interpersonal dynamics are also pretty key with what this program goes over. You know, radio station, we got a lot of personalities here. That's a big part of the job here, is having personalities. And for any company, managing those different personalities and those different dynamics, I'm sure that's a big part of the equation as well.
It really is. And it's not just a matter of the person at the top has to manage down. That trickier position becomes when you have that mid-manager who's not only managing his or her own team, but he or she needs to learn to manage up to their bosses to keep them on track and guide them in the area that they want to go. I think when you see the groups together, they're learning the dynamics, because just about everybody is a very, very strong-willed, dominant type of individual that wants to succeed and has very definite values.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more about the K-State Global Campus and executive education right here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
At Ready Systems, we talk to our business customers, and they